Hello, friends. This is Amy with Conscious Companion. I am here with Mr. Bo, Hocus Pocus, and Nock Zydeco, and of course, all of the beautiful birds that are outside of our window enjoying the new bird feeder that we set up. I hope that you have been enjoying your summer. I'm really not sure how it's almost September, but recently we've had some really important pet days. One of them was Take Your Cat to the Vet Day, which I'm going to talk about at great length later because Bo has recently been going to the vet for acupuncture. And it was also International Dog Day. But today is a really special day. Today is Rainbow Bridge Remembrance Day. So I'm feeling very inspired to share something special with you. Now, if you're reading this or listening to this later, do not feel guilty about, quote, missing the Pet Remembrance Day, because the point of this post and this podcast is to remember that where they are is timeless. And so whenever you find this, it's the perfect timing. And so you have an opportunity to remember them whenever and wherever you are. So let's get to it. If you've been flowing with Conscious Companions blog from the get-go, then you know that animal companions, Mother Nature, and the lessons they offer us can be life-changing. From the highs to the lows, there's always something to glean. Whether we are talking about a beloved animal companion or a favorite tree, as we call the standing ones, time spent together is precious. But time together on this earth is not eternal. Life always seems to have a way of appearing to take something away, whether it's a lover, sibling, child, or parent, or a furry, scaly, or feathered family member, a burning forest, or a dear friend, the sense of separation and loss can be crippling. I know this all too well, having experienced loss on an unimaginable scale a multitude of times. At times, I thought I would never recover. More than once, I wanted to leave this world to be with my beloveds every time they said goodbye. And as awful as that sounds, I have no doubt that I am not alone in this experience. For the sense of loss of a loved one can sometimes seem worse than death. But even in death, there are gifts in strange wrapping paper waiting to be discovered. If you have been blessed with unconditional love in any form, then you know that one of the most difficult challenges in life is saying goodbye to a beloved. But what if we learn to say goodbye in a new light? What if, when our beloved's body is laid aside, we knew in our heaped up broken heart that the love they are can never die? What if we knew that who they are will always be by our side? In our Cherokee language, there is no actual word for goodbye. This word is too final. We say sietu, which means be strong. Instead of saying goodbye, we honor their many stages of life while standing strong. We choose to know their body's death is an ending to one chapter of life and the beginning of another. I now refer to the dreaded D word as a time of transition. If we look at the word transition, we can better understand what our beloveds are doing when they lay their physical vessel aside. Transition is a noun. It is defined as, quote, movement, passage, or change from one position, state, stage, concept to another. It is a change. Their physical life with us is one chapter in their lives. When our beloveds transition, they are very much like a caterpillar to a butterfly. They become, they change, they transform. And our beloveds, they return to the wholeness of who they are. Our Cherokee heritage teaches there is no death. There is only a door to another realm, a new beginning, a new chapter. A new world awaits them, and they are ready to begin. This may sound trite, but I promise it is true. If we choose to step back and see their passing objectively, of course, after we ride the waves of grief, we are able to bless their new journey. Rather than seeing their body's death as an ending and a loss, what if we choose to see it as a new, amazing beginning and adventure for them? What if after we let ourselves move through the myriad of emotions, we could come to celebrate their life and love that is eternal? Love cannot be limited by the body. And who our beloveds are is love. The death of the body has no effect on who they are. What if we could choose to focus on this fact? Could we honor them by celebrating where they are now? Could we live a life in remembrance of them every day by knowing that who they truly are cannot die? I choose to believe this. And I love this quote from Philip Pullman from The Subtle Knife. From what we are, spirit. From what we do, matter. Matter and spirit are one. The Cherokee people, like many First Nation tribes, believe that most of mankind is conditioned to be blind and deaf. When I refer to being blind and deaf, I'm speaking of subconsciously or consciously choosing to not see or hear a world beyond this one. I'm referring to being unaware of a world that exists alongside this physical one. But these worlds do exist. Most are unable to see it. Maybe they're afraid. Maybe their beliefs block this ability. Maybe they've never been taught. Maybe they haven't experienced it for themselves. Maybe they are totally resistant to seeing the truth. Regardless of the block, there is life beyond the veil. As we reside in the physical world, we know there's life here, but there is also life behind the veil. In this place, outside of time and space, our beloveds no longer know fear, scarcity, pain, or suffering. They are free. They are never-ending expansion. They are truly at peace. And they want this peace for us too. This is part one of a two-part podcast. We will end it here. And we invite you to listen in to the second part of this podcast from Conscious Companion. In remembrance, the Rainbow Bridge to the Heart through Art.